Well, wouldn't you know, it's another episode on the JA Podcast. It's been a nice 8 days. If you're an active listener, you've probably been like, where the boy JA at? He puts out like 4 or 5, then we don't see him no more. Oh, man, I'm talking a little light today, a little low today, because people are sleeping. You know what I'm saying? And your boy went out to South America. I did it. You know, I don't know. I think I said on my last podcast, I definitely said on Instagram, that I wanted to stay in Miami in the States for some time. And I guess that was like 10 days. And then South America was calling me. So I made the jump and I decided, let's fucking go. The only thing I really love about Miami is probably my family, a few friends, and my salsa classes. Everything else, my friends, is right here, anywhere in the world. That's part of the way my life has been constructed. And so I'm in Cartagena, Colombia, because I've never been to the coast of Colombia. And Colombia and Argentina are two of my favorite countries in South America. And I've spent some extensive time there, and I decided, you know what, let's just go. I'm going to be here probably till mid-October, something like that. And I got an Airbnb here, and something I've been doing with Airbnbs is I've been staying with other people, meaning like the Airbnb is like a large home or apartment building, and so there's other people and we share communal spaces like kitchens and living rooms and whatnot. And because I've done the Airbnb thing by myself, like rented out a whole place, and it's rather lonely, so it's nice being around other travelers or other couples or other singles, and it's just meeting people, talking. And met a couple from Germany. That was kind of cool because I was just in Germany, so that felt weird. And then, yeah, just some other people here from different parts of Colombia traveling. And it's just nice being around others when I travel, because I actually don't know anyone in Cartagena. So just a quick update on me before we get to the message of the show. And I hope you can hear me good. You might have to turn the volume up on this one. But my first day here, I was FaceTiming my sister, and I was like being super loud, and it was 6:20 in the morning, and you know, not everyone's a savage, and everyone sleeps in to like 8 and shit. So I got a complaint filed against me to my Airbnb host that I was being loud in the morning. I love it. It was so worth it. Anyways, my good friends, today's message is sponsored by, no, I'm just joking. Today's message, yeah, just been wanting to talk about this for some time now. And, you know, I've been waking up in the morning, been really dialed into program. One of the last episodes, I told you, you know, 108 days for the end of the year and going full out after something. I think now we're at like, man, it's probably like 96 days left in the year, September 24th here. Summer's over, by the way. We're officially in fall. Hey, get your sweaters out. By the way, the low here in Cartagena is 91. For my Europeans, I don't know, that's like 35 Celsius. It's crazy, bro. It's so hot. And there's no AC. Imagine. The only place I have AC is in my room where I sleep. And I'm not going to just chill in my room unless I'm sleeping, you know, or showering. So in the kitchen here and shirt off, sweating for you, my friends, while I make this podcast. While I cook, the kitchen is outside. It's covered. But I'm literally grilling chicken, sweating down my shoulders to my wrists. It's glorious. It keeps a man humble. It keeps a man humble, and that's really what I want to talk about today, is just feeling that humility, being in South America. It's part of why I'm drawn to being here, is being around people who are of a different socioeconomic status than me. A lot of times in the States, and I love Miami, but it's very much about like money and wealth and richness and showy. And don't get me wrong, I'm a bougie guy sometimes, and I fucking love expensive shit, and I can live that life too. It's kind of like just a product of the 305 in me and wanting to make it and show and all that stuff like that. And so I've experienced some of that even as I travel, and yeah, I just have dabbled in that, not to a large extent, but I've felt it and been around others and stuff like that. But there's something that speaks to my soul about being around people who are very poor. And so there's a guy that every morning comes screaming through the neighborhood selling fruit, and I just see him there, and he's like selling his fruit and stuff like that. And he'll probably make like a couple dollars for the day, and that'll be his life. And the reason I bring him up, because this is I'm sure he doesn't want that job if he had a choice, right? And this is a product of a greater problem in Latin America, and resources and government and just the way things have been for years and all that stuff. That's not the point of the message. The point of the message that I want to feel is that I want to give you is part of living in a first world country is the benefits of a first world country and freedom and, you know, opportunities. But part of the downfall to it is the anxiety, the stress, the need to level up consistently, comparison. And if you're free of that, like you don't deal with that and you're making it, good for you. There's a large percentage of people who feel this angst within them to make more money, to get further ahead, to keep up with the Joneses. There's like a borderline innate anxiety within people. And maybe they don't even feel the desire to get more wealthy, but there's still anxiety present within them. There's still like a tension and a stress and a worry about the future that's present within them. And when I see this man who is really just trying to sell fruit, I came to the conclusion that he probably doesn't feel anxious. I came to the conclusion that he's probably not dealing with some of first world issues that we have, right? He's not trying to keep up with anybody. He's here like screaming in the streets, selling his fruit, doesn't give a rip what anyone thinks. And he will be gloriously happy if he sells and makes more dollars, more pesos than he did the day before. He doesn't deal with anxiety like someone who is making hundreds of thousands of dollars would possibly deal with. He doesn't deal with worry about the future. He's present in the moment. Granted, I'm sure he does worry about providing for his family, but it lights a fire in him to work. Whereas first world problems are we get paralyzed, stuck in our thoughts, in our emotions, because we are so comfortable. This man has no options left. He's not going to go on the internet and search for jobs, and he doesn't have these easy resources. The guy's in sandals, sweating. But you know what he does have? He has a different type of freedom. It's the freedom that comes from being immersed in your work. And when you're immersed in your work, you're free of the anxiety and worry and stress that everyday living can bring. He's honed in on his craft. He has a mission for the day. Anxiety will not be present in him because there is work at hand and he is in flow, going street by street, hollering for someone to buy the fruit. So compare that life to somebody who, you know, has a steady job or whatever, and there's this borderline anxiety. There's this borderline boredom. There's this angst for life because there is a loss of workflow. There's a loss of urgency. And there's more than anything anxiety and stress and complication and overthinking and the creation of imaginary evils and stresses and negative thoughts. Because so many other people around you are doing different things, and there's this comparison game, and there's this jail that we put ourselves in. And then take this guy. Well, granted, again, like, I'd rather be in a first world country, right? And I'm not advocating, like, you know, come do what he does. I'm sure he would want everyone else to have better jobs, but we can learn something from this man. We can learn someone from the man who sells fruits and apply it to our own lives. He's free of the comparison game. Dirty sandals in the street, hollering for someone to buy his fruit. He's free. He's free. He doesn't feel anxiety because he has work and a task at hand, and he's immersed himself completely into it. He's not worried, he trusts. And that's why he continually gets up and keeps chasing it. One of our biggest problems, in my opinion, coming at it from a first world mind, is we create these false scenarios in our head, these negative thoughts, and these imaginary evils. And they evade our mind, they cloud our judgment, and they affect our energy around others. We do it to ourselves, guys. We create these thoughts, we create these paradigms in our mind. And what it does is it takes us out of workflow and more into our thoughts and emotions. And then we lose ourselves. Whenever you feel anxiety, please know that that's not part of the script. That something is off in your workflow and in your mindset. Whenever you feel worry about the future, know that you are out of workflow. You are out of the heart and rhythm of life. Anxiety and worry and stress are not normal. Now, stress can be quantified in different ways, right? Like, if you get bad news, you're going to feel stress, right? Okay. But it's like temporary. This isn't the cadence. This isn't the norm of life. Periodic moments, talking an hour, and then it goes away. The heart of life in its workflow is peace and freedom. You've immersed yourself in. This is why artists get lost in their craft. And you've experienced it as well. You've been so immersed in a task at hand that you forgot you needed to eat. You forgot about something. You were so tapped in. Every day you do something, my friends, you should feel this way. Hours on end, you should be in some sort of workflow. Right now, I'm podcasting. I'm free. I don't know what time it is. I think I have an idea. I feel grumbling in my stomach. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten yet. I've been up for a few hours. But I'm immersed in this craft, and I'm just letting words flow out of me. No idea what's coming next. But I'm here. I'm present. I'm in my flow. I'm free. There's no room for anxiety in this moment. There's no room for worry. There's no room for stress. These are results of first world problems. These are the imaginary evils we create in ourselves. We're all selling something. Some people fruit, some people product, some people their time. The deeper question is, are you immersed in your craft? Are you set free? Are you hollering out in the streets with no shame because you believe in your product, you believe in your service, you believe in your time, you believe in yourself? Anxiety and worry are not normal. You should never feel these things. And if you do, very quickly get out of them momentarily. Chronic anxiety, chronic stress, chronic worry is not normal. The cure is to enter into the workflow, get lost in rhythms of life that you love and are passionate about. Be free, my friends. This is another podcast from Justin Aguirre. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it sets you free in ways that you need to be set free. May you question yourself when anxiety comes and know that you've lost the story, you've lost the plot, you forgot what it means to live. May you check yourself when you feel worried about the future, knowing that something is off in you. May you check yourself when you feel stress hours on end, knowing that something is wrong in you, something needs fixing, you've lost the plot. May peace and harmony and joy and the immersion of yourself into workflow be your norm. May that be your cadence. And may peace and joy be yours, my friends. Thanks for listening. I wish you a great day wherever you're at in the world. Much love and hope to you. Later.